produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
My purpose is to praise you. My longing is to worship you. My life desires to live for you. Worship you for the mighty things you do. I worship you, 'cause in spite of all my misery and all the things I cannot see, I know I can call out. My purpose is to praise you. My longing is to worship you. My life desires to live for you. Praise your name, 'cause the victory is mine. I praise your name, 'cause the light in me can finally shine. Your blessings will be always mine. That's why I live, Lord, for you. For always and forever, my purpose is to praise you. My longing is to worship you. My life desires to live for you.
Hello and good morning. Welcome to Josie's Inspiration. This is Josie Hopkins, and I am so blessed to be able to be with you today as I share a message of inspiration that I hope will touch your life and to move you to to what God is calling you to do. Last week I talked about the storms of life, and I talked about a little bit about how there are so many storms that we are going through. And we realize that we've just gone through the hurricanes, and they're still lingering off to the coast of the east, and possibly others will come along. But, you know, for those who are in sunny days or in sunny places, it can be easy to forget about those who are still in the storm. And so this morning, as I prayed for a message to share with you, and I opened up my God's little devotional book for women, two things came to me. My message: when the storm doesn't stop, storm doesn't stop. And when I opened up my book this morning, the scripture that was there is from Romans. But the topic says, you should never let adversity get you down, except on your knees. And that's really a powerful word, because adversity and storms are always going to come. And I'm sure for those who are in Puerto Rico, those who are in places in the Caribbean, those who were affected by the storms in Houston and in New Orleans or Louisiana, those who have been affected in Florida, those who are being affected by storms all around us, not just weather storms, but the storms that are confronting us as we open the news, as we walk in our home, as we turn on the TV, there is a rage of storm all around us. So when the storm doesn't stop, what do you do? When it seems like all is falling apart in your life, how do you stand? Where do you turn? Where do you go for direction? And this scripture says in Romans 8:38-39, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I'm going to read to you the passage that comes with this particular scripture, and I haven't read it already, so I'm just trusting and following God's lead that there's going to be a word in here for you and for me. And this says, many people see abundant spring rains as a great blessing to farmers, especially if the rains come after the plants have sprouted and are several inches tall. What they don't realize is even a short drought can have a devastating effect on a crop of seedlings that have received too much rain. Why? Because during frequent rains, the young plants are not required to push their roots deeper into the soil in search of water. If a drought occurs later, plants with shallow root systems will quickly die. We often receive abundance into our lives, rich fellowship, great teaching, thorough soakings of spiritual blessings. Tragedy enters our lives. We may find ourselves thinking God has abandoned us or is unfaithful. The fact is, we have allowed our easiness, the easiness of our lives, to keep us from pushing our spiritual roots deeper. We have allowed others to spoon-fed us rather than develop our own deep personal relationship with God through prayer and study of His Word. Only the deeply rooted are able to endure hard times without wilting. The best advice is to enjoy the rain while seeking to grow even closer to Him. Wow. I'm going to read part of that again. We often receive abundance into our lives. I think as I was talking with Kayla this morning, and we were talking about, you know, just that are happening, and I'm so grateful for the Finding My Way Network to allow me to bring Josie's inspiration, because this is my purpose that was developed and was shared with me through God many years ago, Josie's Inspiration. And for a number of years, I did Blog Talk. And there, if you go search, there is a Blog Talk radio for Josie's Inspiration that has shows that go back quite a ways, from 2008, I think, until about 2013. And so what I understand is that we get many blessings in our lives. We get great teaching, and we get thorough soaking of spiritual blessings. And then something comes along to disrupt that. And as I spoke with Caleb this morning, and we talked about some of the disruptors that are happening in our world, I'm keenly aware that Finding My Way Network has affiliates, Puerto Rico. And Puerto Rico belongs to us. It belongs to these United States. So I pray that people are not forgetting that we still have people suffering that are a part of our country. But the suffering goes beyond just the United States. But we play a major role in the country and in the world here in the United States. And as Christians, as believers in God, or those who believe whatever your faith, it doesn't matter. We have a source that is greater than all the tragedies to whom we can turn when we turn on the TV and we see language that's damaging to the people that are being used to separate God's people. When we see tragedies that are happening, man-made and not man-made, we could lose hope. We could tunnel ourselves and bury our heads in the sand and pretend none of it's happening. But ye of little faith, regain strength. We have to be believers. We have to be not just believers, but doers of the world. It started off in my reading saying you should never let adversity get you down except on your knees. But again, on your knees. I learned as a child, and maybe many of you listening learned as a child, to get down on your knees and pray and say your prayers, to give honor to God, to praise and to thank him for your blessings, to seek his direction. But even as I said that, except on your knees, I had a vision in my mind of all those NFL players who have been down on their knees. I have a vision of Colin Kaepernick down on his knees for what he believes in. Knees, the bending effect of our knees is a submission, not to man, but to God. We need to submit to God on our knees, not for the world, but for our own spiritual strengthening. You should never let adversity get you down except on your knees. When the storm doesn't stop, you've got to get on your knees. You can't look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, solve my problem. Neighbor, help me. But we can look to our neighbor and we can link arms together with our neighbors. And we can kneel for God. We can kneel in prayer and ask God to deliver his people, to touch in a mighty way who are being stricken by the storms of life, by the weather, the real storms, by personal storms, by personal tragedies. Kneel to the Almighty and give him the opportunity to help you overcome even in the midst of the storm. when I start speaking, you know, it's always amazing to me because I just sit down and I'm sitting here. I told Kayla, I'm in my praying chair this morning, which is on my back deck. It's a beautiful enclosed that I'm blessed that my husband created for me because he knows how much I love to be in nature. And I'll sit outside in the snow. I would sit outside in the rain just when I had a little deck that was not covered by anything except the trees. And so he enclosed this for me to give me a place that I could sit and enjoy and not be affected by the weather. But the weather is still here. And even though as I look out, I see the sun, I see the trees, I see the grass, I see the leaves changing, I see earth beauty all around me, I'm aware that others are waking up. They may be seeing the sun, but they may be seeing the devastation that has been left by the wind and the rain. They may be seeing the devastation from where there were lush green trees and beautiful scenery and resort areas. They're seeing devastation, dying, death, hunger, famine. We can't forget that we have to link arms. It's not our government that can save us. It is not our government that will rescue us. It is not our government that gives us peace of mind or direction for our lives. It is not our government or our president or our congressmen or our senators. They are tools. And sometimes they're tools that are used in a destructive manner as we're seeing around us. But we are the people. We're the people who have been given an opportunity to link arms, to get down on our knees together, and to stand, even as we kneel in prayer, to stand for something greater than ourselves. Stand for our fellow man. Stand for our rights. What we know God is calling us to do. I believe we all have a call in our lives. From the day that we're born, there's a purpose that's been placed on us. Maybe we've been diverted and we think that we've lost our way. But the path that you're on may not seem to be a smooth one. It may not seem to be a straight one. It's taken us through some bumpy roads, but all of those pathways, all of those roads that we've been on, the journey that we continue to be on has a purpose. Bemoaning the trials and the tribulations that you experience, give thanks in all things. Give thanks in the tragedy for an awakening. There is an awakening happening, and it's calling us to pay attention to God's messages that he has for our lives. When I look back at Romans and Romans 8, it talks about how we are able to see ourselves in the flesh and see that the flesh can deter us from the godliness in us. It says, but you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit, if indeed the spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the spirit of Christ, he is not his. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. We enjoy so many privileges in this country, and it's easy to get distracted. it's easy to get caught up in the abundance of our lives, in the things that give us immediate gratification. We're washed away or blown away. And when they are, what do you have when the storms don't stop? What are you left with when the rains continue to pour? What do you hold on to when the winds of life blow so torrentially that, oh my God, all you can do is call on his name? For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Team. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Now, I don't know anyone who's sitting around and saying, well, I'm ready to die. Lord, take me home now. Possibly those who have weathered enough storms and have seen the glory of God in the midst of the storm are able to acknowledge that there is something better beyond this life. But for many of us, or for those, and I'll just say for me, while I know that God has a greater purpose, while I believe that there is a life that God has for me beyond this earthly life, that there is something greater beyond my present right now, I'm not ready to give it up and say, okay, you know what, I'm done. Lord, take me home. What I am willing to say is, God, use me as an instrument. Use me as an inspiration. Use me in the way that you would have me do the work that you're calling me to do. Gary. Because when God puts something on your heart, you don't always know the path that it's going to lead you. You know, I told Kayla that in being on Finding My Way Radio and being introduced to her, I was being open to God to use me. I know there have been many times that God has shown me a glimpse of a direction or something that he has for me, and I jump out ahead and I say, okay, God, I know what it is. I'm going to go run and do it right now. Who's done that before? You know, that's the childlike behavior. Children, we're ready to run before we can walk. We're ready to fly, to soar into new things. But we haven't been grounded yet. And so, like those plants, like those crops that have been planted, if our seedlings have not been rooted deeply in our faith, if we have not been rooted, if we're not staying in his word and staying in his presence, then when those winds and storms of life come, we're going to be blown and tossed about, just like leaves, just like unrooted seedlings. So I believe as we mature for rooted, because we've seen some things, we've felt some storms, we've experienced some trials and tribulations that have shown us on the other side that God is still faithful, that God still blesses us, that he brings us through the storms, even when it appears the storms don't stop. Maybe it's not a rainstorm. Maybe it's the wind. Maybe it's not a nature storm. Maybe it's your finances. Maybe it's not a storm for you personally, but maybe it's your family raging in all of our lives. So we've got to stay rooted in God. We've got to stay firmly planted in his word and in his message. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Jesus Christ our Lord. Strengthen your roots. Find that quiet time that you can listen for his message and for his word. He's trying to give us a message, but we have to be still. We have to be willing to hear him and not be afraid. Fear not, because he's not a God who's placed us here to be afraid, but to revere him and to revel in his mercy and to endure, not grudgingly, but thankfully and gratefully, because he gives us hope for times such as these. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. For the creation was subject to futility, not willingly, but because of him who subjected, because the creation itself also will be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pangs together until now. Not only that, but we also, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even with ourselves, groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. For we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For why does one still hope for what he sees? But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance. Perseverance comes to those who are strong. So persevere, my loved ones. The storm hasn't stopped, and the storm continues to rage. I'm Josie Hopkins, and I pray that you will not let adversity get you down, except on your knees. God has a message for you, and his everlasting love is always present. And I pray for peace and healing for our country and for our world, as God chooses to work a blessing and miracle in our lives. Be blessed until I come back in 2 weeks. Amen.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858. 1858.
Good, beautiful morning to you. And thank you so much for joining me once again on Rev. Lydia Speaks on the Josie's Inspiration Network and the Finding My Way Network. Today I need to address something I feel is of vital importance. So my topic is how to be a spiritual warrior and what that takes. We all know about the phrase spiritual warfare. But do we really know what it means? Or do we know how to fight spiritually? Now, if someone attacks you physically, obviously you know what to do. But how do we defend ourselves against the onslaught of situations that just seem to come out of nowhere? Well, first, you need to know that nothing just happens. There are usually a series of events, whether or not you're aware of it, that lead up to the experience that you're going through. And notice I said going through and not staying. Trouble comes, but it comes to pass and it doesn't last always. You experience its sting only as long as it takes to learn the lesson it comes to bring. So back to the question of how we defend ourselves. Let's say you're going through something so terrible at this moment, you can't get your head clear enough to even formulate a prayer. Now just remember that every thought is a prayer. So the word help said through your tears and broken heart is enough for God. The Holy Spirit enters in to pray for you, as the scripture says, with groanings. And when you have a relationship with the Father through Christ, all you need to do is to come apart from the situation for just one moment and connect. Now, this is the dance each warrior has to learn, and it's a two-step of sorts. We don't fight spiritually alone. When you come apart from the matrix that we think is reality and enter into the Christed feel of awareness, you are instantly joined by the entire host of heaven. That's what is meant by his strength is shown through our weakness. And I can tell you that in truth because right now, my family is in the middle of an attack such as we have never experienced, set in motion by attempting to be of assistance to someone. When you don't think on a lower vibrational field, you tend to believe that you can assist others to raise theirs, and it's true. But sometimes it takes more. It takes them wanting more. It takes them being open to being comfortable with the changes that you bring into their life. Comfortable enough to want to be there and not fall back into old habits. Habits that include intense confusion and mostly chaos. So when this attack happened and I felt my vibration not only lower, but I'm telling you almost disappear, I separated myself from the thoughts of being lost and of God, where are you in all of this? And I got quiet. I've told you once before that my early morning time with God, my coffee and Christ time, is so important to me and is so powerful. Mark 1:35 says, early in the morning, Jesus left the house to pray. Now listen, Jesus, even Jesus needed a change of position in order to change the perspective. So I know I need to imitate him. Now I wish I could tell you that the problem is over or that it will not leave scars, but I cannot. But what I can tell you is that having a connection with the source of my being made all the difference. You see, I ask God to surround us with his protecting love, that he send his angels to protect us, and that I would be able to live that which I know to be true. And that is, that when I hide myself and my loved ones in the covering of his wings, that his truth will be my shield, and I no longer have to fear the terror by night or the arrow that flies at me by day. I reminded him of his promise. Not that I thought he forgot it, but to let him know that I have received his promises, absorbed them, and believed them so strongly that even in this time of trouble, I, in my weakness, I rely on his unfailing arm. Psalm 91 is my staple. I live each and every word. No matter my shortcomings, if I remember that if I lean on God and learn the lesson, and there is always a lesson, then this too shall pass. I know that the first step is getting apart, but also getting over the wound of being so offended at the fact that something like this happens when you're just trying to be a good person. The feeling of victimization stops the flow of spirit just when you need it most, because even though anger and sadness are the first human reactions, human reactions are not the faith warrior way, because it allows trauma just a crack, and that's all it needs in which to enter, causing even more anxiety to the point of physical illness manifesting itself. And I don't know about you, but at this point in my life, I simply refuse to be a landing strip for anything other than God's truth. When you make conversation with God a priority, and be as consistent as you can, that will bring breakthrough. You see, prayer and perseverance are bookends, and in between them is your trust and your faith. Trust God and let him know you trust and believe him on a daily basis, no matter what it looks like. When your day ends, that's when God's begins. So as you come to the end of your doing whatever it is that you think you can, give it to God totally. And that does two things. It allows God to work without your interference and gives your weary mind rest. Hide His word in your heart so that at times of trouble, you have a source of strength and encouragement on which to draw. And learn to be good at being grateful. In Psalm 16, verses 7 through 11, it tells you that if you put God before anything, God will not only preserve your soul, but even your flesh shall be at rest and rejoice. That's a lot. And in Psalm 23, it speaks of the joy of not having to worry, even going through the valley of the shadows of death, because even if you feel alone, you're really not. Do you know what the shadow of death is? That is all the negative voices that speak to you while you are vulnerable in your confused, victimized mind. That's the low valley. And during that time and in that state, everything sounds good and everything sounds right because you've given up your power and weakened your connection with God. You, at that stage, allow those shadow images to lead you to the death of the truth. That is, God is your focus. So, hard as it may seem, count it all joy when you find yourself in the middle of something. Because the lesson you need to glean from it pulls you closer to God. And staying your mind on God is staying your mind on the truth. Philippians 4:8 says, whatever things are true, whatsoever is honest, whatsoever is pure, whatsoever things that are lovely, are of good report, or that have any virtue, or anything that is praiseworthy, think on this. Now, I know that we lived in this unified field of awareness, so I can easily see the power of doing this. Because thinking on things other than your problem, sometimes that brings you a form of joy. It lifts your vibration and attracts to you your now new energy, attracts like energy. And at that very moment, you switch from being scattered to clear enough that you're Christed energy comes in and changes the direction of your thought patterns just long enough to raise the vibration around your situation, and you see more clearly. The feelings of hopelessness leave, and there is light at the end of the tunnel. But this dance of the wounded spiritual warrior has a second step, as I said a little earlier, and that is to surround yourself with people who are like yourself, that are of the same mindset of fully trusting and believing God in everything, so that if you need them, they are willing and able to stand in the prayer field and hold the space of light energy for you until you get that spiritual second win, because even the strongest warrior fights harder with someone at his side. I am blessed to have quite a few. I can feel their prayers and their strength that they share with me. I know I'm never alone because I have my connection with God, but sometimes, just sometimes, it helps to be able to feel a physical hug, to hear someone say, "Hey, look, sis, fall back, just rest a little bit. We got you surrounded in light and love and prayer." And that gives me time to give thanks to God for having them in my life. Now, this is the thing that you have to remember. The Bible says that we fight not against flesh and blood, but we fight against principalities. Now, let me tell you, you can be as blessed as you can be and as prayed up as possible. That doesn't mean you won't find yourself with a dose of the world's crazy. But being a warrior, you at least are armed with the tools that it takes to fight back and be victorious. Get your divine connection as strong as you can, because divine love never changes or wavers. So make sure you attach yourself firmly. You know, when sailors are at sea and they go through a storm, they tie down all that is of most importance to them so that it won't be lost. Now, in a spiritual fight, material things aside, your conscious connection with the divine is your most treasured possession, because that is real, and what is real never changes. I read somewhere that every 7 years, every cell in your body has completely changed. Now, we need to get past what we think about our ego selves. That's not what's important. Yes, we all want to look good. We all want to look young and vibrant. But if that's all you have to fight a spiritual battle with, then all, as Scripture says, is truly vanity. If you want to be victorious in any situation, you must come to the reality that you are a light being. Spirit, pure and simple. You are part of a whole of divine light that is God. Now I'm going to say that again. You are part of the whole of divine light that is God. And God is not about to let any of his rays of light that are trying to keep the connection with him strong be forgotten or utterly cast down. Because within this connection, you are endless. So be aware of this fact. Be grateful for it. And as a warrior, make sure that the army who say they are with you are just as connected to the source as you are. A fully conscious warrior knows some things. One, to go to the source, which is God, and connect to get directions. But first, you have to remove the anger. In short, get over yourself. That's what anger really comes from. Your ego is telling you you're one thing, and somebody else is telling you you're another, and you get mad. And then you have to forgive. Forgive yourself for giving negativity a chance to thrive. Don't feed your ego by speaking ill of anyone. And the saying goes, forgiveness is the oil the violet sheds on the heel of the one who crushed it. Now, I like that. So I'm going to say it again. Forgiveness is the oil the violet sheds on the heel of the one who crushed it. Because if it is true that we are mirror reflections, then you have some work to do as well if you're seeing something wrong in someone else. But the good news is, God's forgiveness is forever. And a warrior knows that when he is at his weakest, then God is at his strongest. I remember hearing about Jesus, that he was as humble as water. Water is soft, but can wear down the toughest metal or even rock. And it always goes to the lowest point and brings life. And when it is at its most still, it is at its most beautiful. So in times of crushing spiritual pain, I try to remember these things. They help me to know that all is well. And when I think about water and I think about Jesus, how more lowly could the King of Kings be born than in a stable full of animals? To a virgin and her friend, her lover, her betrothed, and everybody was making fun of her, and he was born in a stable, in a manger. Something for a King of Kings. And if that's not humble, I don't know what is. And when you think about the fluidity of how his teaching went through, it started from the lowest of the low. Even people that were so sick that they were ousted by their own communities. He sat with tax collectors. I don't much like tax collection myself, so you know what it was like then in the very oppressed time. He sat with prostitutes and he sat with thieves. Some of his closest friends were some rough characters, and he loved them. So Jesus started from the bottom with the lowest of the low, and he helped them to raise their vibration until they understood the glory of the God that he represent and the glory of the God that he was. And Jesus flowed wherever he needed to be. There he was. And he left this with us, that wherever we are, he will be. And wherever there are more than one of us together, thinking on him, praying to him, telling him our problems, there he will be. So getting back to my family problems, I had to remind myself and several others that God is in the midst of this somewhere, and it must be a lesson that needs to be learned. Now, either my family were the conduit for the lesson to be learned through, or there was a lesson for us. I would rather think that we were the conduit, because otherwise it would mean that the lesson was for us not to trust, care, but watch your back. And that's not the way I was taught to operate. I operate in safety, but when someone really needs me, I go. And my entire family, my children, my grandchildren, I taught them the same thing. Because I believe when God says he got you, he's surrounding you, he put a host of angels around you, I believe that. So I refuse to walk through my day being afraid. And I said for the new year, I refuse to be an emotional pad to wipe your feet on for anybody else. I refuse to be an emotional hostage for anyone else. But I will always, always be there to speak God's word. Doesn't matter to me how somebody takes it. The fact is that I'm willing to share. And if you plant seeds, whether you water them or not, you've planted it. Someone else will water and someone else will harvest, but all of it will be to the glory of God. I am very aware, painfully aware, that sometimes things don't work out the way we desire them. But I am also very aware that all things work for good for those who love the Lord. I know this to be true. So now that I'm coming to the end of my program, I will let you know that I have learned to do what I tell you to do, to relax, release, relate, and know that whatever happens, God is there. He's waiting for you to lean on him. So come on, warriors. Let's fight this good fight. Be blessed.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.